The Independent You, Solitude. November 17, 2021. John Caton. This is the third article dealing with traits of independent people. So far, it's been noted that independent people are decisive, they make their own decisions. Independent people know that failure is a temporary setback, only requiring adjustments to their decision-making execution process in terms of their premise and logic. Starting over is just a part of life. Another distinguishing trait of independent people is their love of and ability to find solitude. There is a reason. Solitude is the blank sheet on which independent people write their premise and develop their logic and action plans in the decision-making process. Maybe solitude's meaning needs clarification. Being alone is not exactly the same thing as solitude, although most people seek solitude alone. Solitude can be found in the midst of a crowd. One of my favorite quotes is that of Ralph Waldo Emerson, "It is easy in the world to live after the world's opinion, it is easy in solitude to live after our own, but the great man is he who in the midst of the crowd keeps with perfect sweetness the independence of solitude." Solitude is your alone time, but it isn't a physical thing. It's a mental state. Solitude isn't easy for dependent people. If the dependent person is alone, the mental state becomes one of loneliness. Dependent people are not comfortable alone because they are disconnected from the people or things upon which they are dependent. Many dependent types, unable to understand the nature of failure, may withdraw to being alone to avoid the risks of additional failure. That's the flight part of the fight or flight response. To handle the loneliness of their condition, dependent people will develop new dependencies, too often to alcohol or other drugs. What they won't find, alone, is solitude. An independent person is comfortable alone, and it has nothing to do with socialization. It has nothing to do with other people in their circle, at all. Being alone, for the independent person, is the shortest and easiest route to solitude, that mental blank sheet state wherein the mental process of problem-solving and decision-making can take place, free of distraction. Distraction interferes with determining the truth of a premise and developing a path of logic in order to make a decision. The best decision makers are those persons who can find solitude on the fly, wherever they are and whatever the noise and potential distractors are. They can shut it out. They don't have to find a quiet space or go sit in the park or stroll through the woods. They are able to shift into solitude mode just as if they were strolling alone a forest path. Those are the folks that Emerson called the great man and the independence of solitude while in the midst of the crowd. I wish I were one of them. The majority of independent, do-it-on-my-own types don't find solitude in a crowd. A degree of physical quietness is needed to make good decisions. Some find it in nature. Some find it in a special room of their own, a she shed or man cave. Some shut their office doors and turn off their phones. Some take a drive. Some take a walk. However they do it, they've learned it works for them. These, in Emerson's middle group, find solitude in a state of being alone. But, in that state, they are not lonely. That's the difference between loneliness and solitude, the difference between dependence and independence.